The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis.
Who gives it? What's the fucking point?
Wow.
Who gives a shit?
Okay. Griffin McElroy is our youngest brother. What Griffin is referring to, and this is why we've sort of gathered everybody here.
Yeah.
We have decided, after talking with our various legal experts,
mm-hmm.
we have decided...
And this wasn't easy.
This wasn't easy. But we have decided to accept the results of the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards.
Yeah. No recount.
In naming Smartless as the best comedy podcast over My Brother and Me, and the winners of Best Ad Read over My Brother.
Now, Travis's the one that dog.
That's the one that hurts.
That one hurts. Travis's dog is barking in the background. But Travis, listen to me. I don't give a shit anymore.
Oh, man.
It was supposed to be building to this.
Yeah. It was literally 12 years of work.
Yeah. Let the gum snap in the mouth. Let the farts just come on out on the Vox. Let the farts come out the Vox. Let the gum smack in the mouth and let the dogs bark where they may.
I mean, I told... This was all what it was building towards. This was the arc we were on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If we had, think about this. This is wild to think about, but it's always would have, could have, should have.
I mean, yeah.
If we had won the podcast award for best ad read,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
We would have been one Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and Tony away from EGOT.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
The P is silent in that for podcast award. That's silent.
Yeah. Well, no, it would be the iHeart Radio. And then the EGOT, which I'm pretty sure I could figure out an anagram for.
If you haven't checked out Smartless,
don't.
Which you should, because it's apparently really fucking funny.
They put it right there in their Twitter bio seconds later. Number one comedy podcast in the world, which feels, boy.
It's Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. And it's, if I could just... Sydney pointed this out to me yesterday, and it's like, you know, guys know the Wells for Boys
on
SNL? You know the part where Emma Stone's like, this isn't for you.
Yeah.
Everything else is for you. Why can't you guys just be funny and famous and handsome and just like, leave this to us? This is all we have.
It kind of feels a little bit, I'm trying to get it out, right, so I can get past it. It feels like somebody looked at our show and said, like, huh, three white dudes, huh? That's a good concept for a podcast. Nobody seems to be doing that kind of thing. You know what? Let's get, like, the better, funnier, handsomer versions of Justin Griffin and Travis and make a podcast with them so that then they can... It's like they kind of, and I'm just saying it, kind of copied... The whole thing we were doing, and we did it first.
They retweeted you, Travis. Do you want to walk anything back?
Did they?
They did.
Oh,
They said, well played, my friend. And then they gave you a little handshake emoji, which is fucking classic.
That is classic.
Was that you, Sean? Was that Sean?
That feels like a Sean move. That feels like a Sean-y move, yeah. Will Arnett would have said something kind of gravelly and snarky, but it would have been from the heart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Jason Bateman, he would have seemed like he's checked out and doesn't care, but it's just like then a single tear of respect would roll down his eye, and you're like, oh, he's in it now. Oh,
it
yeah,
really
yeah.
feels like they just put our podcast into the Stefan Urkel machine.
Yeah.
And that's what, and their better show is what lost.
You know, they're going to Chicago. You know what they're playing?
No. What?
The Chicago Theater.
No,
they're
that's
in Brooklyn
ours.
At the King's Theater.
That's ours.
They're in Washington
copying
at the DAR.
Shit.
Hey, those are our houses.
Those are ours.
Our houses that we built.
Smell the chairs, bud. That's our house.
Next thing
when
you know,
they'll
be at
the room. Smell the chairs, bud.
Are they performing at the fucking Huntington City Hall Auditorium? What the fuck?
God. Just so you guys know, and I hate for this to get so nasty.
Yeah.
Because it's already like so nasty.
So nasty.
But I swore to myself last night when I watched that and sobbed to my wife, I said, that's it. These three guys, fucking boycott.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm done. And after that, absolutely none. The only slip-ups I've had since then is I watched Murderville on Netflix with Will yeah. Arnett, and it
Other
was very
that.
Funny.
Other than
and then
that,
this though. Morning, I did catch that first episode of the fourth season of Ozark, because loving
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Love
but
it.
Other than that, though?
But that's only because I like Ruth Langmore. Yeah. It has nothing.
Yes.
Every time Bateman came on, I closed my eyes. Don't need it.
I think the thing that really stung for me, that is I was watching the podcast awards. I had my whole family gathered around. I kept the kids up late. Right, because I was like, this is daddy's moment. Now, I should say, my first clue was when they were clearly, they had the winners. They seemed to be aware that they were going to win and ready to do a simulcast kind of award speech. We didn't get that particular email, so that was like a clue that maybe. But then I saw that they were announcing some, like they couldn't make it. And I was like, oh, maybe we were so busy we couldn't make it for the ad read award, right? So I was ready for that.
Right.
But then the comedy award went up. And we didn't win. And my 5-year-old Bibi, you guys, I think you know her, said, yeah. I'm just so proud of daddy. And I said, thank you, honey. That means a lot. And she said, no, not you, daddy. And she pointed at Jason Bateman.
Come
and
on.
And she said, that's sucks. Daddy now. That's
Travis,
daddy.
Yeah, I will. Can I say, though, absolutely, you are the Will Arnett. I'm the Jason
you
Bateman.
You think? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Griffin's
I'm the Jason.
Sean Hayes. Yeah,
you're
yes,
the Will.
Yeah.
Griffin's that's the true. Sean Hayes. Easy.
That's
easy,
true.
Easy.
True. I get that.
You guys are welcome, by the way. Let's do like a crossover. Let's get all six of us on one show.
I don't
we'll call
do
it white guys.
Privilege.
white guys getting it done for themselves, finally. White guys with their moment to shine.
Finally, a chance for white guys.
I'll take one of them. I'll take two of them. I'll take all three, whatever.
I'll fight them.
Fight?
I just, no, just do a bunch. let us come on your show and do a concession speech. You
oh,
know
yeah,
what I mean?
Please.
Where it really counts.
You can Something. Come on here and take a victory lap if you want to. You can come do our ad reads and show us how it's done.
Oh, yeah. Come show the pros how it's done.
You show us.
Can you imagine
you
how
you want to ad read in my house?
Can you imagine how angry our advertisers would be if they're like, excuse me, why did you let Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes read our ads?
We paid for you.
The best
You're
of
the special
biz.
Boys. You're the special boys with the yeah. lips of gold. And we say, what? You have gold lips that do good ads. Thank you. Thank you.
So best of luck to them.
If you go yeah, to they're just starting out.
Too, or you can see where they're performing.
No,
you don't
no.
have to fucking do
just
that.
Just go, you know, just go, like, go check them
hey,
out
Justin,
or listen to the show or don't.
Your
whatever.
Ad reads aren't good enough. Don't do an ad read for their show.
Bring all the Rotten Tomatoes you got.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Hey. Had it, Adam.
I didn't even think about the fact that we have dog shit ad reads now. Sort yeah. of, there's empirical evidence.
No
that,
pressure,
that.
Though.
No, that's true. Pressure's off. We can really phone it in.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm still going to do it, though, because it's the love of the game for me. That's why I do the ad reads. You know, I don't need... I'm not like Will Arnett. I don't need awards to feel like a big man. I can yeah. just do it for the love of the game and do the ad reads from my heart, and it's me and Jesus out there doing a good job, and that's all I really need is my walk with Christ.
Yes.
And yeah. my heart. I'm the Kurt Warner of ad reads. I still haven't seen that movie. Got to check that out. But I'm yeah. the Kurt Warner of ad reads. I'm going to throw the ball so hard, I get two touchdowns, I guess.
Our dad was a beleaguered and, let's face it, mistreated employee of iHeartRadio for such a long time. It would have been so nice to rub this right in his face.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, my God. Hey, Dad, we know that you were treated like literal dog shit by this huge company, but guess who wasn't? Your son.
They are our dad now, but yeah. nope.
All right. Anyway.
Couldn't even give us that. I just feel like COVID's taken so much away from all
Thank
of us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a rough 16 after, years.
After the, as hard as COVID has hit us, the McElroys,
yeah.
the least they could do is step aside. You know what I mean?
Come on. We yeah. don't have piles of money to sleep on like you guys do.
They
we just,
did.
We need an award.
They got, they've probably been out whining and dining, didn't even slow their fucking stride with all the celebrity ivermectin they've got.
Oh, yeah.
With their oh, fucking, totally. They got the fucking deep Hollywood reserves of the good ivermectin.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this cheap shit that you get at PetSmart like we have to do, but the good Hollywood ivermectin.
Mine is
that
ivermectin with a Y, which feels
oh,
wrong.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It feels But it tastes good.
Our okay, here's the talk about have and have nots.
Okay.
We did what I now refer to as a mini series
for
the CISO network, right? Kill Before It's Time, all can agree. These cats do their shows. All three of these cats did TV shows, did them all. We're like, that's good. We've done enough of it. And then later.
Uh-huh.
Just said we want to do more of our TV show.
And they said,
and
yeah.
That's the way it works.
They said, we have money left over from the My Brother and Me TV show that we didn't use. Here, you can have it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is an
can
advice
I just,
show.
It's revisionist history to say that our TV show was killed and not that our TV show outlasted the company that created the TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, another
a,
way.
It was a no, it was a miniseries. This is what it's.
Oh,
it's,
you're right.
This
yeah.
is a miniseries. So we did exactly what we set out to do, which is complete our miniseries.
Yeah. Our miniseries right. was like a tapeworm that lived inside of CISO's stomach. And then CISO died, and our tapeworm went, oh, got to get out of here. What's going on over here? What's this? What's this over here? VRV? Gonna go check you out.
This is an advice show.
Obviously. Okay.
This is an advice show.
It is an advice show. Don't get into the fucking podcast business.
Yeah,
don't
because
buy
it's
our,
all
Don't buy our dumbass
now.
Book about how to get into the podcast business because it's just heartbreak from start to finish.
You know what would be really funny? Oh, my God, you guys. You know what would be so funny? If everybody on Earth ordered a copy of Everybody Has a Podcast Except You and fucking
so
sent it
fucking
to Smartless no, and said, well, like, heard you guys needed this.
Oh my God, that's my actual, I actually did have this fantasy, you know, Only Murders in the Building,
yeah,
that
yeah,
show
yeah.
about Steven, Steven
Tyler.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Steve Martin Short doing a podcast. I really want to get our book into the second seat. I want someone to just have it on a coffee
table. Oh, that'd be great.
Somewhere. That's my dream. Anyway, okay, so this is an advice show.
It sucks we didn't win that award, though.
It really sucks, man.
It really sucks.
I had built a show for it, just for it.
I remembered that it was on before Travis texted me about it last night.
I mean, that was only because Joel texted us and said, good luck tonight, guys. And you said, why?
Now, hold on. Wait a minute. That is true and fucking great, by the way. But I did not catch it live. And I heard that they pulled sort of a strange choice for a clip when representing our show, which I did not see the clip. And I'm wondering if this.
Oh, can I play the clip real quick?
That would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second to find it.
My brother, and me.
How old were you guys before you had the realization that the if anybody doesn't want them to get married, speak now wasn't actually like a normal part of a wedding? Now, here's what I did
pretty
like about
pretty
that
Travis
clip.
Forward, I'd say.
Yeah.
This clip.
I think that what's great about that is maybe the judges heard that and thought, oh, is this like an ironic title where it's my brother, and me, but it's only one guy? Like Tame yeah. and Paula. You know what I mean?
At least got Comedy Bang Bang. Everybody was like, yuck, 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 yuck. Like everybody got yucks on the mix.
Not even I got a yuck on that mix, though. Like that was just an observation. It was a question, really.
I will say, though, real quick, this is the clip that they chose for Smartless.
Smartless.
He's won an Emmy, he's been nominated for 3 Academy Awards, and he doesn't know it, but I watch him every single night on reruns of Cheers. It's Woody Harrelson.
Woody!
No. Hello.
Woody!
What's up, gentle?
Woody. Huh. That's literally... Okay, so they just aren't really great about making clips, I guess.
Well, no, in that one, you get everything you need to know. They are so... fucking famous, all their friends are fucking famous, and they can get them to come on a show. Like, what we got from ours is that Travis makes observations. And that's yeah. actually That actually does track, but
that happens.
We're on it too.
Yeah, they should have made that clip a little bit longer where I observed how sometimes words sound like other words, and then you guys would say, like, isn't it funny how words sound like other words sometimes, huh?
Oh,
and I think that would have been a better slice of life, really, for the show.
Yeah, but then you could have, like, then they could have accidentally pulled a work of fart, and then we would have been publicly shamed by everyone.
That would have been great. Or anything that had a joke in it.
Yeah.
Like, something you would... traditionally.
To be fair, Justin, it is hard to pull 0.5 seconds of our show that is funny in a way that anyone else would hear and be like, I get why that's funny.
Yeah, but they didn't. Well, they didn't do that.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Here, we got time.
Yes.
We're getting into War with Grandpa territory, and I actually feel pretty comfortable in those waters right now. Let's take a few passes at recording for the next award show nominated for, like, the clip that they can play that represents us.
Oh, okay.
And here's what we have to get across in it. And those clips were, what, 10 seconds max? So, like, keep an eye on your DAW, and so we can time this out well.
Yeah.
But I would say first criteria, we all have to put some sauce on the mix.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
This is our award show clip. We just need an award show clip.
Got it.
Yeah, okay, and we need it should be in the least bit entertaining or stimulating.
Okay, can I take first pass?
Not just Travis talking about how you don't actually interrupt weddings.
I'll take first pass, and you guys just jump in and get a hand on the ball, okay? Okay, you ready?
Well, let's come into it all talking.
Okay, great.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that way we can satisify that criteria. So we'll go. I'll go 3, 2, 1, and then we pick up after one. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
No, man.
Guys, get this.
What happens when a cow loses its razor?
Not a joke. We don't actually do
it. It grows a moustache.
And that's not representative
of the show.
It grows a moustache.
And also, it was shitty, and that's not what we do here.
Okay, sorry.
Travis, I want you to think about what it is we do here. Is that what you think it is what we do here?
Can I try again?
Yeah.
Go for it. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
totally,
right?
Totally.
Oh, my God, I know,
right?
Welcome to Bazinga
Justin
Boys.
Justin forgot. We're going to take that again. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Bazinga Boys.
Yeah, you know, the marble statue was sad because he was afraid everyone took it for granted.
I've got a flash t-shirt for you.
What? Now, Justin, I feel like that's not representative. We don't often talk about Big Bang Theory. I'm not going to say we haven't.
I know we have, for sure.
We have before, but
check the transcript.
But, like, if you reached into 600 episodes of our show to pull a core sample, the chances that you would pull out any Big Bang Theory in there is very slight.
I know what we need to do.
Okay.
We need to do an episode in 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that could be good.
Yeah.
No introductions or outros.
So then there's context.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's workshop it. Let's take one quick. We got to do names.
Uh-huh.
We each have to do a bit.
Sure.
We have to get out.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, great. Okay.
10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is easy. This is actually easy.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Justin.
Hi, I'm Griffin. Yeah, these nuts.
Burgers.
Riddle me piss. What cow?
Now you just said the name of a... You can't say the name of it. It's got to be sort of
a... It's got to be a funny joke.
Okay.
Funny show.
Let's try again.
Justin.
Griffin. Travis.
These nuts.
What cow? Moustache.
Moustache is actually, Travis, that is your perfect.
That's your perfect contribution.
Maybe I should just laugh.
That's pretty good. Yeah. If you can sound like you're having.
No, Juice, don't. You're not some straight man on the cut.
Give us a count donut.
And
maybe?
Also, Travis, can you? I feel like maybe with the way you stretch out moustache, you're being a little selfish.
Okay.
Yeah,
like 10 seconds.
A lot of time.
We're not working with much time. So maybe if you could even just shorten it to one syllable.
Yeah.
Let's try again.
Okay.
Can you give me a countdown, please, Justin?
Okay.
Thank you.
3, 2, 1. Justin.
Travis.
It's me.
Moustache.
Travis, did you cut down the syllables?
Yeah, Griffin said one syllable, so I got it down to moustache.
That's
I was trying not to take
it's
too much time.
It's self-contained.
But Griffin said I was taking too much time, so I tried to make it shorter.
There's three of us.
Okay, here's how we make it. So we don't elongate the syllable. Travis, you just say the word mustache.
Okay, but I feel like then that I don't know that that's representative of my particular style of comedy.
But I'll say funny.
Oh yeah,
like Count Donut. Oh, great. But let people know that was a joke.
Oh yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Here's another way we could do it. I'm gonna set a timer for 3 seconds on my phone.
And well, 3.3 repeating.
Right. Well, yeah. That you can't get that quite that granular with the Apple clock. But I will. Once I start talking, I'll take my 3 seconds.
Okay.
And then when you guys hear the beep, that means it's time for the next guy.
Okay. So are we gonna go Griffin, Travis, Justin? We should establish that beforehand, or that's timeless.
3, 2, 1.
Travis.
Justin. Griffin.
D's nut.
Mustache piss. Piss.
Another great joke.
Travis.
Justin.
I don't know how to turn it off.
That was it. And that's great, too, because we don't have to record another like promo for Max Fun for a while. We can just put that clip up.
It's the whole show.
That's the whole show. That's what you're going to get.
That's what you get.
Okay.
Like it or not.
Well, if you don't like it, you don't need to lose. It's not required. This isn't summer reading.
Let's actually help.
Isn't it fucked up? No, okay. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Isn't it fucked up that this was a podcast awards?
Uh-huh.
And they're called the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. This is strange. Yes. This would be like if somebody was like, it's this year on the I Love VR Pornography Tonys. That's right. It's the Tonys, but the name of the company is a different medium sort of altogether.
It's technically iHeartMedia.
Is that what they've changed it to?
No, I'm sorry. iHeartMedia celebrates the best in podcasting during the 4th annual iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. So it's iHeartMedia presents the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards.
What's not clear? What's not clear about this, guys? Why don't you get it?
And their podcast network there is the iHeart Podcast Network.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot to
And you
sort
can
of
only listen on jukeboxes.
And it seems cruel to the radio because it's like video did kill the radio star, but then about 40 years later, the podcast star came in with the fucking alley-oop over the rotted out casket of radio star and smashed down into it and got like the bones and goo on their new cool podcast.
It is a good point, Griffin, because it's like podcast said, well, video killed the radio star, but we can't take on video. But you know,
right.
Radio star is still there. We could we could act like we got a hand on the ball of killing radio star, huh?
Yeah, right? It seems fucked up to me.
At least podcasts could try to take on Bookstar. Come on, podcast.
That seems like an easy one. They don't even televise
Book Awards. Oh, you say that.
Are you kidding me?
Bookstar isn't strong, but it's wily. Oh, you got fine, yeah, Bookstar.
Nobody's been able to whip books quite yet.
No one's beaten books, man. They've been around long around. Even then, podcast is like, I'm going to get you books. And then books said, I'm going to have people record me and you can listen to it on the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Podcast said, we're going to whip your ass, books. And the book said, actually, I'm going to whip your ass.
I'm podcast now. What?
I'm podcast now. Fuck. Only my podcast is badass stories about wizards and space and sexual
Can't beat that.
Mysteries.
No one's telling stories on podcasts. We should start doing that. Oh my God, you guys. Stories on podcasts.
That could be good.
Yeah, like use a podcast to like tell a story like you would use a book to do.
Yeah.
I like this. Even video's not doing that.
What you doing, Juice?
Just waiting to start the show.
Okay.
Ready to fire it up.
Yeah, you ready to go? Where do you think we should start?
I feel self-conscious talking about this because I don't think people... I feel like longer we talk about it...
There's too inside baseball.
It gets too inside baseball, and I don't want people to think that we actually, like, we're upset about this. I mean, you always want to win.
Both my sons, Justin, have been crying since 10 p.m. last night. Even the baby one, whose brain isn't smart enough to even understand things like award or podcast or anything. Do you know what I mean?
Griffin, can I say, I'm actually kind of jealous that your kids are sad about it, because this morning I went to play the Rhythm of the City video that has been my daughter's favorite for 3 years. And she said, no, play that great clip on YouTube where they interview Woody Harrelson. And I said, we never had Woody on our show. And she said, no, with Real Daddy, with Jason Daddy. And I was like, fuck.
Confused.
And it was, that was really painful to me. I kind of wish my kids were crying. I wish they were sad. Instead, and they're laughing their fucking asses off at SmartLess.
And what sucks shit, guys,
yeah,
I would love to have Woody Harrelson on the show, but yeah, he's all used up now.
Yeah.
The
SmartLess used all his
guys
good
got,
jokes.
The SmartLess guys got their stuff all over him. And yeah, I don't even want to play with Woody Harrelson anymore.
He's only got like old Cheers stories now that are half remembered. And you're like, wait, was that on Cheers or was that on Frasier? And then you're like, I don't think our audience cares about either of those, Woody. And he's like,
I'm
going
to start telling people they have to choose.
Yeah.
They have to choose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't be on both.
I'm worried about that, Justin, because like it's like SmartLess has the cool house with like the pool out back, right? And we're kind of living, you know, and we're... Ours is more of a studio apartment right
just
now.
Just because we're choosier than they are.
Well, I'm, you know? I'm just saying that I'm afraid that
I'll get Woody. Yes,
I don't
Woody,
think
I'll
you
get
will.
Woody.
I don't think
listen,
you will. If you say you have to choose, I don't think they're picking us, J-Man.
I also don't fucking want that just scuzzy, used up Woody fucking Harrelson.
That's true, Justin. If
he's
going to
show up in our studio and he's going to be wet and sweaty and he's going to be tired and he's not really going to be in the mood to play around because he'll be like, oh, sorry, boys, I just played around with the SmartLess boys. And he's going to be fucking tired. He wants to, he'll want to take a nap.
There's fucking people on this show.
Okay, tell, okay, who have we,
I'm getting
who,
a little bit
out?
Like freaked out now. They've had some fucking, you know, like, My buddy Connor made a whole podcast about trying to catch Tom Hanks in his beautiful net.
Yeah.
And they just had him. They had 2 weeks where they had Tom Hanks and then Jerry Seinfeld. Like, what's happening?
I mean, sure. Listen, at this point.
We fucked up bad, guys. We got to walk this back.
Anybody could get that combination. Anybody could get that combination. Oh, you're what's that? Back to show me a difficult one.
They got the Canadian Prime Minister.
Fuck, really?
They got Trudy?
They got David Byrne, man.
Oh wait, how many of them are Canadian? I'm pretty sure Will and Red is.
It's what's fucked up is that they don't they're
they
like cagey. They're
they
like
won't
weird
say
about
it. Okay. Is that wait, hold on. Fuck. Okay, wait. Call the iHeart Media people because I think what we've got here, we got some Canadians on the podcast, right? And that's
right.
Disqualification. If I remember the rules correctly.
Yes.
That's a thing, right? Because it's
or else they stop podcasting yourself would have been nominated and still would have beaten us.
They had Paul McCartney.
Well,
what's that? Why
he's not the best of the Beatles.
Hey Juice.
Though.
Hey Juice and Trav.
Yeah.
Do you guys really want to play in this space with Sir Paul McCartney or Tom Hanks for that matter? Do you think we can invite Paul or Tom into our little space, our little South Park humor space?
I think Tom
and say,
would
let's
get
play
it.
It's not even like a pretend podcast. You know, these celebrities do like, I do eight episodes a year, whether I want to or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like turning out weekly huge gets, massive.
Why are they doing this to us?
I don't get it.
What did we do? Doesn't this feel like...
Well, I know why. I know why. I guess when they waded into the water.
What?
Why?
Took a little... Everybody's least favorite bug, COVID, stroll in the room. And everybody with a microphone feels like they can step up. Right?
Hey, Justin.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? I want you to look way, way back in your past. Was there a time where it's possible you might have offended either Sean or Will or Jason or some combination of those three, and they've simmered for years waiting for the opportunity to get back at you and take away from you the one thing you love, i.e.
the only thing
this podcast?
You think that, okay, now you have concocted a world in which our podcast is canceled. Because
no,
it's too popular.
You've
also
concocted a world where Justin would be capable of doing anything that would even make the slightest impact
I can
on the lives of
my butterfly wings for 100,000 years and wouldn't flick a single drop of dew onto Sean's face. You know,
I'm just saying I could see a conversation you have with Jason Bateman. Maybe you don't even remember this because it was so minor for you, but you would say something like, Jason, it seems like you have everything going for you. And he's like, yeah, I really do. And you're like, you know, I don't have a lot going for me, but at least I'm the best comedy podcast of the world. Like a joke.
And then
Jason, you just see him like, then that's the one thing I'm going to take away from Justin, that he has dedicated his life to just taking this one thing that you had that you felt good about away from you. Is that possible?
I think I know.
Oh, what is it?
It was in our, it was early Mabim Bam days, like double digit episode eras. And Justin one time said, horrible bosses, more like horrible movie.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Do you remember when you said
okay.
that?
Okay. Remember when you said
and
that?
I don't remember that exactly. It's not even but... like, it's not even all your fault because me and Travis busted up so hard we shitted.
Now, I did, though, after that, I went out to talk about how much I enjoyed Christmas Party, Office Christmas Party.
It doesn't, it's too late it didn't at that
so.
Point.
And so and Jason Bateman had that podcast delivered to him on a silver tray by his butler, like he does every morning with every podcast that mentions anything he's in or related to. And then he listened to it and he said, oh, I'm so excited. My three favorite brothers talking about my magnum opus, Horrible Bosses. Yeah. And then he listened to it and he was like, well, now I'm going to take away everything Justin loves. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm just saying, here's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is if they would take the time to record a video
yeah.
acceptance award for the iHeartMedia Podcast Presents iHeart Podcast Telegraph Awards yeah. Incorporated. if they would take a second to do that, uh-huh. the least they could fucking do is just send us some audio that's like, we're sorry we podcasted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're sorry. We'll stop if you want. We're sorry we podcasted.
We realize now how much this is kind of stepping on your thing.
Do you know when their new episodes come out, guys?
Is it Monday?
Fucking Monday!
God damn it! I hate Mondays!
That's our day!
We should start putting it out on Sundays.
We really don't care about it.
Well, I'm starting
it's
a, to.
Like a, it, it's funny. No. Well, yeah, I am worried we will work ourselves up into an
ironic I feel like if we
tizzy.
Talk, yeah, I feel like we can joke. I've been looking at their faces for 15 minutes now, and I love all three of these performers. I hate their fucking guts.
Clockwork Orange ourselves.
They're staring. This picture of them is them staring directly at me. They've got these grins on their faces like, we took that which you most treasure. Yeah. Fuck off.
And we've turned,
professionally speaking, Sid, sorry, but like professionally speaking.
Right. The A block of our podcast has become the 32 minutes hate.
They took over this show.
God damn it. You're right. Oh, boy.
They guessed it on our show without even.
Yeah. They asked.
Having to put down their fucking. Caviar snifter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they astral projected into our shit. Fucking Woody Harrelson's in the ether like, idiots. Got you.
This isn't even my good stuff. Nah, but they seem like fun guys.
Hey, let's... Hey, guys.
No. We're not walking it back now.
No. Do you know what time it is? It's time for us to do our shitty, dog shit, idiot ad reads that no dumbass has ever listened to and bought any garbage we fucking said was good. So let's get out there. What are we doing this time? Who we got this time? Who's on the docket? Who are we going to fucking disappoint with our shit?
Say probably our dad.
Well, see. I mean, beyond that, our family, friends and family are already like,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Hey, let's go to the money zone. We need a new name for it because we definitely
time for
aren't
time for
that.
The second rate money zone. Time for the Nickel City. Nickel City. Let's go to Nickel City. Second rate.
Yeah. Imperfect Foods.
More like Imperfect Podcasts.
Yeah.
Us.
I bet they get to cover Perfect Foods over yeah. Smart
List. Hi, I'm Woody Harrelson. I'm here to talk
Look
about
at this apple. Drink it in. This is what you get when you sign on to an A-list celebrity podcast.
Hi, I'm Vice President Kamala Harris. Yes, I too was a guest on Smartless. Oh,
they man. Gave me the platonic ideal of a cucumber when I got here. This is what every cucumber should strive to be.
No, but Imperfect Foods is actually great.
It's really great.
You can it helps you reduce your food waste. You can save time on grocery shopping, and eat more fresh and delicious food with Imperfect Foods. Here's how it works. They fill up a shopping cart for you, virtually speaking, and it's full of just stuff that's like a little different. Perfectly good, but maybe it just is like
it look a little busted.
A little busted. Maybe it looks like a little busted, but not. You know, if Greg Universe says if every pork chop was perfect, who wouldn't have hot dogs? And they don't. I don't know if they have either of those products, but they do have a lot of great snacks. They have a lot of great produce. They fill up your basket, but you can take stuff out and put stuff in, whatever you want. and they'll ship you in a big box. Now, I know what you're thinking. Shipping. Oh, that's not great for the psych. Imperfect delivers weekly by neighborhood, which is a unique model that produces 25 to 75% fewer emissions than individual trips to the grocery store.
Not like perfect good foods.
No.
Which like rides a fucking single clementine to your door on a big hog.
I found a lot of stuff through Imperfect Foods that I couldn't get around here. There's like produce that I can't typically find at grocery stores or just like new stuff. They have this croissant toast.
What?
That my kids are. Yeah, it's honestly like one of the best things I've ever eaten. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first four orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code MYBROTHER. Again, 20% off your first four orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code when you used the promo code MYBROTHER.
Can I try to tell you about Squarespace?
I think this is going to be the one where we like...
Oh, yeah.
Make iHeartRadio go like, right. Okay. Oh, what the fuck were we thinking?
Have you ever wanted to make a weeb site? Fuck! Fuck! God damn it!
I mean, I did put together that My Hero Academia fan site that is just mostly me and a lot of sort of like patchwork cosplay that is mainly is just clothes that I already had that I did cut up. But then I am up there saying, you know, like with saying like Hajime Mashite in each one of them.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
That's all right, Trav.
No, I blew it.
Squarespace is a place that you go to make a website to showcase your work, sell products and services of all kinds, and promote your physical or online business. You know, and there's more stuff that you can do with Squarespace. We've made many websites with Squarespace, and each one of them have received many real awards. They got the beautiful customizable templates created by beautiful customizable designers, and everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, and they have analytics. And what are those? Numbers. You can host
Need I say more?
Yeah.
Need you say more?
There it is.
Yeah, I literally, do you see the highlighted copy? Yeah. I need to say that part or we don't get the $100. That we share three ways. So free and secure hosting. What is that? You've lost the context of what that means, but it's good. And you don't ever have to patch or upgrade it. Go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I wrote this song about Squarespace.
That was good.
I built a website on GeoCities, just like every website on GeoCities.
Pretty sure.
On a day just like every day.
Pretty sure they don't want us to say the name of a computer website
This isn't the ad anymore. Now this is just the regular. Could have used magazines.
What?
Just like every magazine.
You think magazines are the main competitor to websites?
But you'll forget it.
To make GeoCities websites?
Right away.
Wait.
They say website visitors.
They do?
Have no memory.
What?
Because their lives are much like mine.
Kind of feels like you're just taking an eye to Franco's song and putting a website in it.
And like there's some very dangerous copyright issues happening here.
Yeah.
It's completely different. It has nothing to do with that Ani DeFranco.
Let me just pop this in.
I don't even know the one that you're referencing.
I just want to step in here and say both to Squarespace and the people listening to this show and the iHeartMedia, iHeartPodcast, Radio Podcast Awards ceremonies that Justin was actually saying GeoCities. And so it was actually a parody.
Yeah, if we can.
That was after the ad, so I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want.
Fair use.
Did your neighbor back into your car? Bring that case to Judge Judy. Think the mailman might be the real father? Give that one to Judge Mathis. But does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away?
Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org.
Judge John Hodgman. The court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Stephen Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on MaximumFun.org.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
Then, oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Real quick, guys. BB just walked in. Let me... What, honey? Yeah, no, I'm still recording the podcast. Yeah, no, I'm still doing it, even though we lost. Yeah. No, I can't drive you to Jason's house. I don't even know where Jason lives. He's probably in California, probably. Well, if you love him so much, why don't you call him and have him come pick you up? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Travis, that's why she wants Jason.
Yeah, you can't talk to your kids like that, Travis, even as a podcast joke.
Juice, were you going to do a munch, Glad?
Munch? Huh? Wait.
Squad?
I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I love when the big game is coming around the bend.
Is that coming?
The big game is on the way, and I couldn't be more excited about the big game.
Who are you rooting for, Justin?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I'm not allowed to say the names of the team or the sport.
You could just describe their mascots if you wanted to.
The Burley Tigers.
Oh, you like the Burley Tigers, huh?
So here's the thing. To celebrate this, Subway, you fresh, is they got some introducing sandwiches created by NFL stars.
Now with tiger meat.
Yeah, you can eat tiger meat or ram meat, whatever you want to eat. And whoever gets the most votes gets $50. So they got three different autographed signature sandwiches from three of the biggest names in the NFL.
You shouldn't sandwiches with ink on them.
Marshawn Lynch, Russell Wilson, and Trevor Lawrence. Marshawn Lynch, of course, so funny in the second episode of Murderville, hosted by Will Arnett.
You know, I think about Marshawn Lynch is one time he was late to a game because before every game, he would eat basically like an entire family size fun bag of Skittles. And then it made him throw up. And then he showed up a couple minutes late in the game because he was busy throwing up his Skittles.
Our athlete partners are some of our most passionate Subway fans. Says Kerry Walsh. I don't know how to parse that exactly. I think what she's saying is football players fucking love these subs. So it's a natural fit to create a collection of their favorite sandwiches. And Super Bowl Livy is the ideal location. I guess Subway's allowed to say Super Bowl Livy because they're like an official partner. Fans visiting the Subway vault at the Super Bowl experience will have a chance to meet Marshawn Lynch, Russell Wilson, and Trevor Lawrence. And instead of sports memorabilia, the NFL players will sign their respective signature subs.
It's important to note, Marshawn Lynch refers to Skittles as power pellets.
Okay. Russell Wilson, and I'm not going to tell you what's on these sandwiches because it's negative funny, but Russell Wilson's is called the Danger Witch.
Fuck yeah.
Trevor Lawrence's is called the Sunshine Sub.
Hell yeah.
And Marshawn Lynch, Beef Mode.
Yes!
It's really good. Really fucking good. So I was extremely excited about those NFL players getting their due. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting their thing.
I'm happy for them. Beef Mode.
Beef Mode is really, really good.
Let me on the mic.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello.
You rarely just kind of butt in like that, I think.
I'd like to take a turn at the podcast.
Okay.
Can't it sounds be like any Justin's worse than death, what we do.
It sounds like Justin's death was pain. Oh, yeah. By the way, Count Donut, did you hear we lost big time, baby?
What are you talking about?
The podcast. The
iHeart. The iHeart Media, iHeart Radio, iHeart Podcast Award.
Smartless one.
Just for that, I will never appear as a guest on their show.
Oh, that means a lot to us.
Justin, of course, would be thrilled.
But I, Count Donut,
not interested.
This is, we've never encountered this before, but does that mean that you have some kind of access to Justin's like thoughts and feelings and stuff like when you're in?
He leaves notes for me.
Oh, he does. That's fun. Yes.
If he needs heavy lifting around the house, he leaves a note asking me to do it. Cool. Because of my incredible strength.
Oh, you're flexing now.
No, this is how I've always spoken.
Okay.
Are you excited for the big game?
Yeah, man.
I hope it airs after nightfall.
It probably won't.
Because if it's during the day,
yeah,
I cannot enjoy it, you see. Because the sunlight is a poison.
Yeah,
to
man.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, we know.
You've heard. Our secrets. The secrets of my people have been revealed to you, it seems.
Listen, yeah, Count Donut, we're all in a pretty, like, tender place right now. And
yes.
We've been trying to bring our A game at least since the B segment started. So if you have a donut to tell us about.
I do. Okay. I have a donut to tell you about. Of course I do. You think I'd come here without the donut to tell you about in honor of...
You know you could, right? We like hanging out with you.
You don't have to just be the donut vampire.
It. Yeah.
It's expensive to get me here, though.
Yeah, it does cost Justin a year of his life every time, so...
Every time.
Every time.
But this one's worth it. Oh, okay. Think right. Bucks. Donuts have launched treats for the big game.
Okay.
Diehard fans and commercial critics are preparing for the big game. So you can show some love for the whole squad with this new lineup of pink box donuts. Two of them, you see, look like poops. I don't know why, but two of them look like poops that say Rams and Bengals on them.
Wait, intentionally or...
Okay, I'm going to need to see this.
Yeah. I'm going to use Justin's body to send you an image of this in case you wish to see.
Yeah,
please enjoy. Please look at this. Yes.
Yeah, those
so are... So they're poops. Perhaps the idea is you get a poop if you hated the Bengals. You get the poop of the Bengals and you say, here, bruv. Here, Doug. Here, fat Jerry. Here, skinny Steve. Eat these delicious Bengals donuts.
Yeah.
Because we hate them and they look like a poop.
But also I don't like... That's a fun prank where you're like, I hate the Bengals, so I'm giving you this Bengals poop donut. I don't know what my reaction is supposed to, like, I don't want to eat a poop
donut. Because it also doesn't
donut.
Look enough like poop to seem offensive.
Or like a donut, really.
That's also
it
true.
It does look appetizing, though. It's very shiny.
I would eat the fuck out of that. Also, that one yeah, that just says, yes. I'm just here for the commercials.
Can you not spoil
okay,
my
sorry,
whole
sorry.
Thing?
Go on. You can do it.
Oh, no. I can see why Smartless hates you so much.
Oh, boy. Okay. They don't hate me specifically.
They hate all of you.
Oh, okay. Wait, have you been over there?
I lurk outside their window.
You said you wouldn't do that.
Biding my time, waiting for the moment when I am invited in.
Okay. Hey. This doesn't have to be on the show, but between you and me, like, you're a vampire, right? So Will Arnett a vampire? Is Will Arnett a vampire? He gives me some of those.
He is a satyr.
A satyr?
A satyr.
See, I would have thought Sean, if any of them, was a satyr.
No, Sean's a kelpie, I think.
Sean is a kelpie. Bateman is an earth angel.
Now, I mean, you didn't need to tell me that.
Yeah, you see that hair?
Look at the hair.
Yeah. Now, I do want to say, now that I've broached the subject of the I'm just here for the commercials donut.
This is called... Halftime Show is the name of this donut. White frosted raised shell top with red lettering. I'm just here for the commercials is what this is.
Now, that's a lot of writing for an employee of this donut place to have to do over and over again.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And I would love to see how the penmanship appears in the real world.
Yes.
There's also Game Ball. chocolate frosted Ray's football shell filled with Bavarian cream and topped with, it says here, football decor. They forgot the word for laces, and they just went...
You know, football decor.
Football stuff.
Big Box continues to flaunt its incredible football knowledge with 50-yard line, a green frosted raised bar topped with numbers.
I like that one.
And 50-yard line decor. Now, this donut is precious. What they've done is they've put hundreds and thousands on the edges to make it look like a little crowd.
That is
and
cute.
They're all watching the big game.
I it's do like adorable.
That. That also seems like the one that's easiest to make for the employee of this donut franchise.
Did you not see all those fucking non-perios?
But that's just dip. They're not putting them on there with, like, tweezers, like, by hand.
Oh, look who's a donut professional now.
I mean, yeah.
They also say that guests will have the option to kick off their day with a special Pinky and Poo
what?
To rep their favorite team. Featuring a chocolate or vanilla cake topped with deliciously themed buttercream.
But then what's the poo?
Is there someone at Pink Box having a little bit of dirty fun? Someone at Pink Box who is having, there's not a better way to put it, having a little dirty fun with us.
I don't know. It's a fine question.
Hey, how often do you think Smartless talks about poop on their show?
Probably never.
I don't know.
I mean, Woody probably did, covered them for a year.
But it was probably tasteful.
Oh, it was probably so well done.
Yeah.
You know these guys.
Yeah.
Okay. I must go. You may have him back now.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, okay.
You're used up, little brother.
Okay.
We should probably, hey, Juice.
Yeah.
Can you do a question?
I'm getting used to it, which is actually scarier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe we should do one.
Why is there a picture of donuts on my...
Oh, that Count Donut was here.
Yeah, he okay. Did he? Inside. Did he take the trash out?
I asked. He did, and he lifted really up heavy. Something really heavy, I think.
Yeah, the heavy trash. It was heavy trash.
Yeah, he said, I'm getting the heavy trash.
It was the trash can full of all my wood scraps.
Yeah. Oh, no steaks, though, right?
That you, no. That you use your big boy garbage bags for.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing if he was carrying a box of wood scraps and it tipped over? He's like, oh, no, not like this!
Yeah.
That's how we found him. Hey, listen. It's not every podcast audience that would hang out with their podcasting friends.
Wait, are we really not going to do one question?
I mean, doesn't that... This is always the problem I have with a grandpa episode, is like... A War with Grandpa episode, excuse me. It's like... it starts to feel hollow, doesn't it? I mean, it gets to the end and you're like... It's sort of like when the... when the Worst Idea of All Time guys were like 30 episodes in to Sex and City and they wanted to quit, but then you realize like you watch 30 times and it's like nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you do 50 minutes of non-advice and then at the end you're like, oh no, we did a question.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. But I mean, I feel like we could do something else.
Okay. Well, what are you thinking?
Hey, before we dip, can we do Talk to the Wizard?
Yeah,
I guess we have to break the news to him, huh?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. He knows.
He knows?
Can tell just by the way he's looking at me. This one was sent
with
in by
a little bit of pity, you know, mixed with
no.
Like,
it's all disappointment. He has like skin in the game. He also provides like his wisdom to the Smartless guys, which I think is fucked up. But
no, really, he double dips.
He does it for everyone. He's a wizard that lives in the sky. So this is how to fight like Goku, which is dope. Because if we do end up in a like physical match with some other podcast host, this would be a good thing for us to be able to
how to
do,
fight like Goku.
Yeah, and Goku is the famous brawler from the Dragon Ball franchise of anime.
I've been
movies.
Meaning to get into that. I don't know where to start.
Yeah, baby, now's the perfect time. Everyone's got Dragon Ball fever. So be a good puncher and kicker is the first one.
Huge.
This seems weirdly attainable because the next thing it says is practice 100 punches per day. That doesn't...
But wait, practice how?
100. Do 100 punches.
But what if I'm practicing them wrong?
Well, the practice will make it better. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, sure, but that assumes that I know what I'm trying to do.
Be like Goku?
Oh, right. I don't know
why you're being really obtuse right now, because I'm trying to get us to be like Goku strong, and it seems like you don't want to go beef mode.
Okay. So I need to practice punching like Goku. Got it.
Well, but don't rush into it if you can't do 100 punches yet. Do baby steps and eventually work up to 100 punches/kicks.
Does it say how long a time period to do these practices, or is it just like
I guess you could life hack it to just like do 100 punches as fast as you possibly could.
But I'm saying, is it like practice 100 punches every day for 2 months, or is it like for the rest of my life?
You're saying you're going to hit a point where like, oh, okay, I'm Goku now. Time, I don't have to maintain this incredible...
I mean, not at the same pace. Do you think fucking Goku wakes up every morning and does 100 punches every day?
Yeah, I think he probably does, Trav. He's good. You know what? This bit was a mistake. You guys don't... Let's end the show, and we'll try this one again maybe in a year or two.
Do you feel like we're not appreciating Goku? I feel like if you guys don't know how much
like Goku puts into his fitness... And his craft, fitting nuts in his mouth.
Travis, can you stop it for once? You know what you're doing to him.
Fitness these nuts in his mouth.
Come on, Trav.
Fitness.
What sucks, Travis, is that nuts is plural.
A lot of it sucks,
but that nuts is plural, and so you had to say fitness these nuts. You couldn't say fitness nut in his mouth nut, because we wouldn't see it, and we wouldn't know which nut you were talking about.
Griffin.
You had to butcher even your own bad thing by saying fitness these nuts in your mouth. And that sucks, man.
Sucks. Some of us are trying to redeem ourselves in the eyes of the iHeart podcast.
iHeart Media Podcast Radio TV Show Awards on YouTube.
They didn't even have the guts to release the show as a podcast. Come on, guys.
All right. I'll just practice it.
No. Tell us how to fight Goku, Griff.
Okay. Be sure to use proper form. It will not tell you what that is. When your punches get good enough, add wrist weights or dumbbells, but be careful, they can hurt your joints. Yeah. Goku would crumble under the slightest amount of joint pain. Then you can work out hard till you do 100 push-ups, sit-ups, squats, pull-ups, and when you get strong enough, work on variations like one-arm push-up or pistol squat, etc. That's where you do a squat, but you're holding two pistols like a cool John Wick guy during it.
Oh, yeah.
Then practice handstands until you're able to walk on your hands for at least 10 seconds.
Whoa.
That is a wild escalation. Increase your jumping power, whether it be plyometrics or jumping over a chair. Just strengthen that explosive power.
What do you think I've been trying to do?
I mean, yeah. The problem is that jumping over a chair is so fucking scary when you're over the age of 33 years old.
That's true.
Because the stakes are so high.
You know what I do?
So high.
Small chair.
I guess that can be fun. Yeah. Spar with a friend, but remember to use boxing gloves and protective equipment. Go all out, but play it safe. Sure, I can do both those at the same time.
This is the tricky thing about that, though, and I've been trying to do this for years. You got to find a friend who's at the exact same level of effectiveness as you are. Because if you get in there and they're like, well, they're almost Goku and you're barely Goku, they're going to just destroy your self-confidence. But if you get in there and you're almost Goku and they're barely Goku, now you're walking around with an overinflated sense of Goku.
Right. Yeah, spoonful of Goku makes... Learn to block, grapple, dodge, and trap. Practice drills with friends or homemade dummies. That's cool, because it's like, that step is like, learn to fight like Goku.
Yeah, and ask like your friends who probably already know how to fight like Goku.
Stretch 5 to 7 days a week for 10 minutes till you can do the splits.
Jesus.
This seems like it seems like Goku could not be able to do the splits and still achieve like 99% of his dreams.
Yeah,
He would probably worry about
hurting his Dragon Balls.
Go ahead and say what bullshit merch we have sale. We'll say big ups to Montaigne. Big major ups to Montaigne and Maximum Fun. Gotta love it. Griffin, you have a final Yahoo? Yeah, here it is. This Yahoo was sent in by Sean Hayes, and it's asked by Sean Hayes, who says, why does your show stink and suck like shit so fucking bad?
Oh, this is probably really not the energy to tell people we're doing. I mean, we're doing it. We're gonna do a virtual live show.
No, we don't. No. But we don't get to promote our shit.
But it's just that, like, this
we
is,
don't deserve
this
it.
Is our first time to announce that we are doing a virtual live show on February 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
It's called Fartless.
It's called Fartless. Well, no, because that implies that we don't have
it's
farts.
Fartmore.
Fartmore. There it is. Tickets are $10. You can get them at bit.ly/mbmbamvirtual. So February 26th. It's gonna be better than this.
I already did the fine. Y'all. We got merch at macaroni merch.com.
I mean, that's it. Yeah, we had a good run. And
oh wait, sorry, hold on, I'm getting a call. Sean? Sure. Oh hey, okay. Buddy, I haven't talked to him forever.
Nobody saw this coming.
Oh what? You're sorry? You're sorry about everything? Like us taking all of our shine away? You're gonna give us the award? And $1,000 each?
I think this is another one of our mini.
You're crying. That could really get me out of some
you,
jams.
Wait, fuck, you murdered Jason Bateman? I shouldn't talk about this on the show?
No, I don't like this energy either.
It wasn't really Sean Hayes, Justin. It was Will Arnett pretending to be Sean Hayes.
He's a fucking master.
And he got me.
He built a
Sean Hayes out of Legos, and then he flew the voice. It was a FaceTime call, and I could not tell the difference.
Normally when people say, where should I start with my brother and me, I tell them, just hop on wherever. Yeah. But I think from now on, that should be
this episode.
Hop on wherever, asterisk. Not the one where they complain about Smartless.
It's weird to have a lost episode.
While they thinly veil their desire to be acknowledged by any of the three hosts.
Absolutely.
In any way, shape, or form.
It's weird to have a lost episode that appears in your feed and is easily findable by the audience.
This episode will be called Smartless.
Yeah.
It is just called Smartless. So maybe some SEO. You know what I mean?
We'll take away one S and just call it Smartles.
This episode whipped ass. I busted my gut the whole fucking time through. And so
yeah, I was loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Man, I'm glad.
You got to keep it fresh. We say that in our podcasting book, which I don't know why we were even
And you got to eat fresh. Subway, ad read.
We ended the episode a while ago.
I think so.
This is welcome to our my brother me post show fan cast.
Yeah. My brother and you.
Oh, that's Thank good, you. Trav. Actually, that is actually good.
Deuces. That's our new sign off. Deuces.
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 Who cares?
Beef mode. Who cares?
My name's
Travis McRoy.
I'm not doing. I already said it.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips. Beef mode.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.